whether to force mobile phone companies to cap what they charge for sending text messages whilst you're abroad. Andy, what do they charge right now? How does it work?
Well, right now, it's 23 pence is the average for each text if you send a text, say, from your holiday in Greece to...
So if it's anywhere in the EU, it's 23p, is it, typically?
Well, that way it varies, but that's what you'll pay if you're sending a text from somewhere in the EU to the UK, yes.
Okay.
Whereas here, if you send a text, you'll only be paying 5 pence. Now, what Viviane Reding, the European Telecoms Commissioner, wants to do is impose a new price cap, so no one will be able to charge you more than 10 pence for texting from abroad. So still more expensive, but just not quite so much more expensive. Also looking to clamp down on charges for surfing the web on your mobile when you're abroad. Eddie Murphy's a telecoms analyst and project manager for the Communications Research Network. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
So, can you just explain here, how much of that 23 pence is profit?
Quite a lot of it would be profit. In our experience, if you look at the cost of providing services nationally and then look at the additional cost of carrying traffic internationally, you might get a 20, 30, maybe a 50% increase on the cost of carrying it nationally. So quite a lot of that margin will be profit.
Now, of course, if an activity is very profitable and there's lots of people competing to do it, you would expect the profit margin to come down and the price to come down. Why hasn't that happened without Brussels intervening?
You would normally expect the prices to come down in a competitive market, but I think there is a bit of a market failure here. There is not really an incentive for any of the operators to start cutting the prices because it's all... quite profitable for them, and the consumers don't really have very good information about what it's costing them, so people can't chop and change to take advantage of competitive offers.
The mobile phone companies say they have come down, but not half as much as Viviane Reding would like. When you talk about that information, I mean, also the cost of surfing, you know, just at 1 megabit a second, one megabit downloaded can cost you £3. How does that happen?
Well, there are a number of reasons why that happens. One is, again, it's not a very competitive market. Two, the volumes of data traffic travelling internationally are very small. And three, the people who tend to use that service most intensively are very price-insensitive business customers whose companies pay the fees for them.
How much of this do you think is politics, though? Because, of course, the price caps that they've had on charging for the actual voice calls when you're roaming in Europe have been very popular. Is this Brussels wanting to be seen to be doing something for consumers?
Given the results of the referendum in Ireland recently, I mean, it may well be that the European Commission wants to be seen to be affecting people's day-to-day lives rather than having esoteric conversations about constitutions.
But it's not just PR. You think there is a substantive issue here, too?
There is a substantive issue. There has been a market failure on roaming for many years, and really it is the job of the European Union to come in and break that logjam.
And if they get what they want, we'll have cheaper texts?
Yes, people will have cheaper texts. And of course it matters more to people now that with low-cost airlines, many more people are travelling abroad for their summer holidays.
Eddie Murphy from the Communications Research Network. Thanks a lot for that. On the stock market this morning...